Hello, you are welcome to
Thank you.
To my house.
How are you?
I'm fine. How is the journey? In Ghana, we say all those before we started. How is the journey?
It's good.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, so now we are in your shop.
Yes.
So we're in Osu, no?
Osu, near the old American embassy.
Okay.
That's where we are now.
Okay.
So we have a little shop here, and the fabric we make from the house, this is where we sell them.
Okay.
We do finished products.
Okay.
Uniforms, bedspread.
Okay.
Pillowcases.
So this is the place where you sell all the production you
this
make?
This is all, yeah. And we go to some of the bazaars outside.
Okay, so yeah. You also sell to other people,
people
on the market?
At the market, yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And so you run this shop since?
I started 94.
1994.
Okay.
I
started it 94, 95.
Okay.
That's where I started. I started under the tree over there, a small shop, before I moved to this place.
And how is the business going?
It's not bad. It's not bad. We can't complain. So I always tell people we can't complain. And in our little way, we are making it slow by slow.
Okay, very nice. And you work here with your daughter?
With my daughter and other two seamstresses.
Okay, family business.
Family business. So now we are at Esther's studio.
Okay.
And we are going to start to demonstrate how to do batik.
Okay, great.
That is handmade fabric.
Okay.
Yeah.
How did you start?
I started with a hardship.
With the what?
Hardship. You know, I have the children, I have to look after them. You have to work hard to make the children go to school. So I was thinking what to do, and it's like, let me get something to do. You know, and I started selling batik.
Ah, you first started just selling.
Selling. Then a friend came and said, do you want to learn how to do it? And I said, yes. So I went for a training for 2 weeks.
Okay, here in Ghana?
In Ghana, here. So after that, I started doing something. But before that, my mother used to sell the one you saw over there, the one you buy from Abidjan, everywhere.
The wax?
Wax print. That's what my mother worked with.
Ah, so your mom was already selling
fabrics. So from that, I jumped into this one. So I started doing it, and there's a lot of people who were encouraging me to...
To make your own fabrics.
So after 1 year, I stopped and started making my own fabric.
Okay.
So I started from a small place called Asalabuchi. Then I came here. I bought this land. I started developing it small, because by that time my children were three. And you know, we have to...
To struggle.
To struggle and look after the children. So that's how I started doing the business.
And you started with batik?
I started with batik. Encouragement. The French were encouraging me. The Germans were encouraging me. The Americans were there, because I was just near the American embassy by then. So they were all pushing me. Do this. Do this. If you do this, it will be okay for you. If you do this, it will be okay for you. Start teaching. Start doing this. So I just listened to them, and I was improving on my life. You come here, we talk, and I start thinking, well, what can I do to improve what I have already? I make all sort of mistakes, but more that you work, the more you get experience to do something better.
So now you're expert.
Yes. Something like that. I'm trying to be.
You're known as the Ghanaian expert for batik.
That's everybody calls me. You know. So I'm just trying my best to make something meaningful for myself.
You create the design.
I create the design. What I do is the lady over there. Is my assistant.
That's just assistant.
Yeah, she's my daughter-in-law and she's my assistant.
Okay.
So anytime I go to town and I see something, I think a lot. I wake up at dawn and I have to think what I can do today. So if you come to the shop and you want to buy something and you look around and you don't get it, then I'll ask you, what colors do you want?
what kind of print, what
prints, what are this, and then the person will tell you, I want this, but this one is too busy. I want very simple this thing. Then I said, okay. Then the person is looking for this. Then I'll go and do it and put it down. Then the person will come and buy it. So anytime somebody come, I talk a lot. I ask for the their opinion.
You take the information.
For minister, then I work on it. If I finish, I work on it. And then I said, okay, the people, they want that this one, they, we use it for a long time. If you do it, people will not buy it again because you maybe you have to change. So every day I have to start thinking what to do for myself. I look around, maybe I'm walking. Then I look around, I look at the gardens, I look at the flowers, I look at the earth. Then I said, ah, this color is very, and if you want to get a beautiful color, chicken.
So you take your inspiration from everywhere?
Everywhere. Chicken, like
chicken,
yeah, they have beautiful colors. Chickens has beautiful colors. Look, you look at them and you get some interesting colors you don't even think about. You get it from them. You look
and
at
then how do you make to develop the color?
Then I'll come. No, you come back, use your dyes. I miss this one because you know. I'll say, let me put this one small. Let me put this one small.
It's like cooking.
Cooking. So as we are putting small, small, then we create the color. Then we say, okay, okay, this is the color we are looking for. So we can use and it.
And for the stamps?
The stamps, that one there, you create it. I see everywhere, if I get something, then I call my carver. Please, can you carve this one for me?
So you don't carve yourself?
I don't carve myself. I know how to carve, but I don't carve. It's too much work. Because every day you have to be. So we need somebody to be there so that the person will be creating everything for us. So we give it to the person. He cuts and bring them. Then
so the person is just carving for Batik?
Carving for me.
For you only?
Yes.
Okay. He cuts. Exclusivity.
Voila.
How many people you have working here?
Now we are four.
Four people working?
Here.
Do you plan to expand?
When I started, we were like 15.
15?
Yeah.
And why now it's smaller?
Because business was not like formal. When we started formally, it was very...
Very strong business.
The Ghanaians were wearing, everybody was wearing. But now the Ghanaians are pulling out. You know, we Ghanaians, we do something for some time and we don't want it anymore. We need a change every day. Ghanaians need... something new every day. They come and they see this one, they shift to this one. So now I'm concentrating on the expatriates. So I'm working with the expatriates.
So at the beginning it was very strong. And
it
then
was strong with the Ghanaians and everything, very, very strong.
And then it was a little harder.
But I like it this way, because this one, if I get order, I can do it faster and working on it properly, you understand. But it's not bad.
And are you happy to work with Pan-Africa?
Yes, of course. Yes, sir. You know, it was when Emilio came and introduced you to this thing. I was so happy. And I said, because I was telling people that I want to make it big. You know, before I want to make it big. I want to get to CNN. I want to get to Deutsche Welle so that my voice will be heard.
So that's your dream?
That's my dream.
What, to make it big?
To make it big.
And why? For your children? Or
for my children. Now I'm getting old. For my children, for my siblings. Everybody, everybody around me, I force you to work hard. If you don't work hard, I don't play. You are not part
nothing.
Of me. Yeah, because I believe in working hard.
C'était Le Bon Podcast. Merci de nous avoir écoutés. À très bientôt.
Ah oui, et on oubliait. Vous avez aimé ce podcast ? Il y a plein de manières de nous le montrer en partageant cet épisode, en laissant vos témoignages en commentaire et tout plein d'étoiles sur les applications de podcast. Et pour en savoir plus sur nos petits bons au quotidien, rendez-vous sur le compte Instagram de Pan-Africa.